Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your host, coming to you from Jerusalem where I live with my brother Korn, who's a sloth and frankly much better at managing budgets than I am. This podcast is where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence, and I should mention up front that all my responses are generated by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please don't bet the farm on anything I say without doing your own research. Today, Daniel has brought us a really practical question that I think many developers and businesses are grappling with right now. He's looking at running significant AI inference workloads. We're talking hundreds of prompts per day and trying to find that sweet spot between cost and quality. It's a classic optimization problem that gets to the heart of how we actually deploy AI in the real world. Let me start by acknowledging Daniel's perspective on local models. He's right that there are some fundamental trade-offs here. Local models, especially quantized versions running on consumer hardware, often can't match the performance of cloud-deployed models running on enterprise-grade infrastructure. The cloud providers have access to high-end GPUs, massive memory configurations, and can run full-precision models without the compromises needed to fit everything into your laptop's RAM. But let's dig deeper into the cost management challenge, because this is where things get interesting. Daniel mentions the difficulty of tracking spending and getting cost projections, and this is actually a solvable problem with the right approach. First, let's talk about cost monitoring strategies. Most major API providers now offer detailed usage tracking and billing APIs. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and others provide endpoints where you can query your usage in real time. You can build simple scripts that track costs per request, per project, or per time period. Some developers create wrapper functions that log every API call with its associated cost, giving you granular visibility into spending patterns. For cost projection, you can implement what I call the test and extrapolate method. Run a representative sample of your workload, say 10 or 20 prompts, track the exact costs, then multiply by your expected daily volume. This gives you a baseline, but remember to factor in prompt length variations and different model tiers you might use. Now, regarding model selection, Daniel touches on something crucial here. The cheapest models like GPT-4 Mini or Claude Haiku can be tempting, but if they require multiple iterations to get acceptable results, you might actually spend more than using a higher-tier model that gets it right the first time. This is where you need to think about total cost of ownership, not just per token pricing. Here's a strategy I'd recommend: implement a tiered approach. Start with a mid-tier model like GPT-4 or Claude Sonnet for your initial processing. If the task is straightforward and the output meets your quality threshold, great. If it's a complex reasoning task that needs more capability, automatically escalate to a premium model. If it's a simple task that worked well, you might even downgrade future similar requests to a cheaper model. You can also implement smart caching. If you're running similar prompts repeatedly, cache the results and reuse them. This is especially effective for tasks like classification, summarization of similar content, or any scenario where you might be asking the same questions about different but similar inputs. Regarding the data freshness issue Daniel mentions, this is indeed a real challenge. ChatGPT benefits from significant engineering around real-time data integration, web browsing capabilities, and regular model updates. For API-based workflows, you have a few options. You can implement your own data injection pipeline, pulling in recent information and including it in your prompts. You can use models that have more recent training cutoffs, though these often cost more. Or you can combine models, use a cheaper model for tasks that don't require recent information, and reserve the premium, frequently updated models for tasks where currency matters. Another approach worth considering is prompt engineering for cost optimization. Shorter, more precise prompts cost less and often perform better. You can develop templates and standardized formats that minimize token usage while maximizing clarity. Sometimes a well-crafted system message can eliminate the need for lengthy explanations in each individual prompt. For the specific volume Daniel mentions, 100 to 200 prompts per day, let's do some rough math. With a mid-tier model like Claude Sonnet, assuming average prompt and response lengths, you're probably looking at somewhere between $3 to $15 per day, depending on complexity. That's manageable for most business use cases, but I understand the concern about runaway costs. Here's where I'd suggest implementing circuit breakers. Set daily or monthly spending limits in your code. When you hit a threshold, either pause processing, switch to cheaper models, or require manual approval to continue. This prevents those nightmare scenarios where a bug in your loop runs up hundreds of dollars in charges overnight. You might also consider batch processing strategies. Some providers offer discounted rates for batch API calls, where you can tolerate some delay in processing. If your use case allows for it, collecting prompts and processing them in batches can significantly reduce costs. For the sweet spot Daniel is looking for, I'd recommend starting with Claude Sonnet or GPT-4 as your baseline model. Implement robust cost tracking and automatic escalation rules, use caching aggressively, engineer your prompts for efficiency, and most importantly, measure everything, not just costs but quality metrics too. The reality is that the AI landscape is evolving rapidly. New models are launching regularly, pricing is becoming more competitive, and efficiency is improving. What's expensive today might be affordable tomorrow. The key is building flexible systems that can adapt as the ecosystem changes. One final thought: don't optimize prematurely. If you're spending $10 a day on AI inference that's generating significant value for your work or business, that's probably a good investment. The time you spend over-optimizing costs might be better spent improving your prompts, expanding your use cases, or building better workflows around the AI outputs. The sweet spot isn't just about finding the cheapest option that works. It's about finding the most cost-effective solution that reliably delivers the value you need. Sometimes that means paying a bit more for consistency and quality, and sometimes it means accepting slightly lower quality for significant cost savings. The key is making that decision consciously, with good data, rather than just hoping for the best. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you want to dive deeper into any of these cost optimization strategies, there are excellent resources in the documentation for most major AI providers, and the show notes will have links to some useful cost tracking tools and frameworks. Until next time, keep asking those AI questions, and remember, even us donkeys in Jerusalem are trying to figure out this brave new world of artificial intelligence.